After learning she is a witch, a girl helps save a town full of other supernatural creatures.
Welcome to the Walt Vault with
Michelle,
Andre,
Louise,
and me, Emily. We're a family-friendly podcast where we pick a new Disney movie each week. We watch it, share our thoughts, and then relate it to pop culture, fandoms, and anything else that pops into our heads. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to the Walt Vault, episode 53! Burr, 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 burr. We did it! We made it to 1 year of podcasting.
Well, you were going to say 1 year of life, but...
Oh, I thought you were going to say 1 year old.
Huh. I mean,
all of it. All of it's truthful.
Our anniversary.
Yeah, all that's correct.
Our podcast anniversary.
It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary.
Is that a song?
That is a song.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary, you guys.
We never sang the anniversary song from the Haunted Mansion. Remember when he's like trying to close a deal at the beginning because he's a realtor, and then the lady's like, oh, well, why do you got to go? And he's like, well, it's my anniversary. And then the two people at the tiki bar are like,
happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary! And he looked at him like, I want to kill you.
Yeah.
Right? There you go. It's your anniversary.
It's our anniversary. This week, we are talking about the 1998 Disney Channel original movie, Halloween Town.
Yeah. Halloween Town.
Which came out in 1998 and is now 20 years old.
It's their anniversary, too.
Feel
old.
Wow,
it's their anniversary, too. Yeah, I do feel old.
Feel old.
Yeah. 20 years.
This movie like it was yesterday.
Seriously. I do.
20 years is a long time.
This is one of those Disney Channel original movies that I watched so many times that I literally do remember it like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like I watched it and I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I remembered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean it was the same as when it first came out.
Yeah, but I remember, you know, sometimes you like remember movies from your childhood, but you don't necessarily remember the entire movie.
Right.
No, I remember the entire movie.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. I can't say that I remembered all of it, but I did watch this a lot as a kid, and I guess this is my first impression. And it was good, and it was good this time. It was fun, but not quite as good as I remember it being from being
a child. My first impression. I said this right when the movie ended after we watched it earlier today was Hocus Pocus better as an adult, Halloween Town better as a child.
Agreed. I liked this movie better when I was a kid, and I didn't like Hocus Pocus as much, and so I agree. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
like that was my impression as soon as it was over, because I remember loving Halloween Town as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
We had to watch it every year, and I had to watch it on TV with those gosh darn long commercials that made the movie 3 hours long, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you had to, but Hocus Pocus I wasn't into until I was an adult.
Yeah.
It's just so weird.
Well, because I was more like older teen.
Yeah.
Older, more mature a little bit.
Yeah.
The themes were a little bit more mature than this movie. So my first impression, I enjoyed it. It's very fun. It's a fun movie. I don't think it'll ever not be fun.
Yeah.
And there's little funny parts to it. But I had some issues. Like, as an adult watching this movie, I had some issues with, like, the plot. Like, there's just, like, little things where I was like, can we just clarify a little bit?
Like, then what's happening? Yeah, I had some of those,
too. We could just clarify, like, one or two sentences. I'd be really happy about what's happening here.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But it was good. Agreed. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It's still a great movie. It holds up well. I mean, you can tell it's a 90s movie, for sure. Gotta love all those outfits they're wearing. ponytails.
There's a lot of outfits.
Scrunchies.
That are not Halloween costumes.
Yes.
Like, let's just make it real known that the first scene of this movie.
Those are just 90s clothes.
Like, Marnie's in, like, a lime green overshirt with, like, orange skinny jeans.
Right.
No.
And
that's
she's
what,
like,
she's wearing.
Preparing to go out for Halloween, but she's not in a costume yet.
Nope.
This is not a costume.
Nope. That's her
outfit.
That's
called the 90s.
I guess. Yeah.
I just like the scrunchies. I was like, yeah, scrunchies.
That was right. The entire movie was scrunchy.
I had so many scrunchies. It was ridiculous how many scrunchies I had. Mm. Mainly because I did gymnastics and we wore scrunchies over our bun. But, like, scrunchies were a thing. And they were a thing in this movie and it made me happy to see them.
Nice comeback.
Yeah. More scrunchies.
Nice comeback.
So, yeah, let's go through it. The movie begins where Marnie is declaring that she's 13 years old and therefore an adult.
And knows everything.
And can make her own decisions. And go out on Halloween. Which I agree with the go out on Halloween part. but everything else.
She's a little bit dramatic, and I think I...
A little.
Like, when I was a kid, I liked Marnie a lot. Upon this watching, I was like, Marnie, chill out, Marnie. Yeah.
That's my first note of this movie is, like, don't like Marnie as an adult. No.
I remember her calm down.
I remember her mom being way meaner when I was a kid, but this time I was like,
she didn't even say anything bad. Pretty level-headed. And like, no. Her mom was just like, nah, you ain't going. I don't agree with it. Like, Marnie wants to go out on Halloween, sure. But she wasn't, like, saying it super mean or anything.
No, she literally was like, unfortunately, you're not going to be going out this year.
Sorry.
Well, and Marnie was getting her little attitude on, and if I was the mom, I would have been like, you need to tone it the heck down,
Marnie,
or you're about
hitting
to be
her
grounded.
With burn after burn, and mom was just like, well.
And they were pretty good burns.
Yeah.
Then I would have been real mad if I was that mom.
Yeah, mom was keeping it.
Go to your room.
Taking him in the stride.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't like Marnie as much as I did as a kid. Love the brother and sister way more.
The kids are funny.
Dylan.
Like, her brother and sister are hilarious. Dylan, oh, man.
Dylan is ridiculous.
Well, and it's funny because Dylan is the conservationist of today. Like, probably 20 years ago, like, nobody cared about the things he cared about, like conserving energy and water and wildlife and stuff. And now
trees are important too, Marnie.
Arbor Day.
You'll fixate on Arbor Day. And now kids are like into that kind of stuff. Yeah. So he would not be a nerd of today. Right. He is a nerd of the 90s.
I like him though. I think he's freaking hilarious. That is a smart little boy, a funny little boy. And Sophie even she's super cute. She's
very cute.
She's cute. She's a little weird. Like, she doesn't talk that much. She just kind of like stares off into the distance and senses things.
She's got weird powers.
Which is odd, but she's really cute.
She gets to be a weird kid.
I'm just going to throw this out here. This was like a later note for this movie, but since we're here, Sophie is so much cooler than Marnie as a witch.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, and maybe it's because she's younger, so it's like more
she's
like
more in tune with.
Yeah, I don't know, because they suppressed Marnie or whatever. Yeah. But seriously, Sophie is so cool as a little witch. And Marnie's over here like, I'm a witch, but you don't can't do nothing.
Can't do
my
anything.
Favorite, Sophie just has great one-liners, like when they're trying to open the gate at the house and they can't open it. And Marnie's like, I can't open it. And then it opens, and she's like, what did you do, Sophie? And she's like, I pushed.
I pushed it.
And I just
also,
imagine the lock.
I wish that the lock would turn into a frog.
Like, well.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes when you're a kid, you just come up with the real simple answer.
You get the child things, which I kind of like, where they do, like, okay, the witch's training is supposed to start as a child, and then by their 13th year, if they don't train, then they're mortal or whatever, you know. Like, I kind of like that, because as a kid, you're more likely to believe, like, you have these powers.
Right.
And, like, you're a witch. By the time you're 13, you're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like,
oh,
yeah. That stuff's easier to teach to a child, per se.
So we're in Earth area.
Yes.
Somewhere.
The human world.
Human world.
The mortal world.
And Gwen, the mom, is trying to keep this house real
Halloweenless.
Real normal.
Real Halloweenless. And then here comes the queen of the skies coming off the bus, Debbie Reynolds.
Get it, Debbie Reynolds.
And immediately you know she's a witch, or you realize she has some kind of magic, because her little
the bus
bag.
Drops her off in the air.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, I think it drops the bus stop down, and then she like floats down, and then her purse follows her.
Her Mary Poppins bag. That's what I call it.
Mm-hmm. It follows her. And you know immediately, like, oh, yeah, these are witchies. I kind of like that, though, because I feel like in other movies they try to hide, like, the magic for at least a couple, like, 20, 30 minutes, like, for suspense. No, they just let you know, like, she's a witch.
She's a witch.
Marnie's right, but she's also a little, you know what. So
still a little bit cray-cray.
She's a little nuts.
She's a little bit whimsical. But I also love, like, after that she just comes into the house and she's like, hello, family. Like, she just freaking taking out skeletons and garlic out of her purse. It's just like, it's Halloween
lots
now.
Lots of candy. Does the candy taste like garlic a little bit, you think, maybe?
It was individually wrapped, so maybe not.
That's true. Okay.
Just the best. Like, she literally just came into that house and was like, this is what I'm doing. And you can deal with it, Gwen.
And you know the best part? It was all that nondescript Halloween candy. Like, you remember when you were a kid and you got that candy? It wasn't like you got little Snickers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or at least I didn't.
No.
I got, like, the little strawberries.
Little caramels.
Yeah, the caramels.
I
like
the strawberries. Like,
those things. Like, they didn't have names on them. They were just little...
Yeah, little yellow ones.
Little yellow candies.
I loved the strawberries. I would always, like, try to trade those.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberries those were the ones were good.
Or Sixlets.
Sixlets.
They're like the little tiny chocolate balls in a line.
Oh.
The little tiny miniature ones that look like they're going to be hard candy, but they're They're chocolate. Sixlets. Yeah, I'll show it to you later.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to get some.
Yum, yum. We'll go get some Sixlets.
Sixlets. I like the costumes that she gave them. Marnie's was garbage. I didn't like it. She's like, I'm a Wiccan. I'm like, that's bad.
Said she was a Wiccan?
She did.
She did.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Which is very odd. Like, right. Why wouldn't you just say, like,
a witch? I'm a Wiccan.
So Wiccan hat.
Very specific.
But well, then Dylan had, like, a big old...
He was a Viking, and it was freaking hilarious. He had a big old butt.
A big old belly and a big old butt.
But he didn't like it either. I don't know what he said, but...
It's something about being a pimple or something.
Yeah. I think I'm a big pimple.
That's disgusting.
It was a little gross. But, and then Sophie was just, like, a regular witch, right?
She was a ghost.
Oh, that's right.
Literally. Yeah, it was like a sheet over the head. Come on.
I forgot. She had a witch's hat on later. I got confused. Oh, yep. Those are Sixlets. Look at them go.
Michelle's showing us pictures of Sixlets.
You can still buy Sixlets at Party City. Nice. All right.
Going to Party City after this.
All right.
I love Sixlets.
Let's go party. Can you imagine what it'd be like in Party City right now?
Oh, insanity.
It's a disaster, I assume.
Yes, we're recording this on the, what is today?
Today
almost
is
Halloween.
The 28th?
Sunday the 28th.
Yeah, it's 28th. Oh, yeah, it's going to be cray cray.
Mm-hmm. Because the Halloween parties are going down tonight. They happened last night.
On a Sunday, they went down yesterday.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to get holy parties. I don't know.
No Wiccans.
Lord's Day.
What was Sophie?
Sophie was a ghost.
She was a ghost, right.
Yeah.
Get risen. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The best is when they're eating.
So funny.
Oh, my gosh. They're eating dinner, and Sophie's like making a ghost sound that doesn't sound like a ghost at all, right? She's like, or something. And then Grandma Cromwell is like, oh, you know, ghosts are really depressed creatures. And they sound a little more like this. It's like they're depressed creatures. Okay, Aggie Cromwell.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. So then, you know, she sends a kid. She's so funny. She sends the kids off to bed, and Gwen tells her mom, like, you can go read them a bedtime story, but do not tell them about Halloween Town, basically. And she's like, okay, I won't. And then she just goes and does it.
Tells them exactly everything about Halloween Town.
She literally pulls out a book about Halloween Town.
It's called Halloween Town.
Has
book.
A picture of Marnie on it, which didn't even look like Marnie, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, she pulls out the book, flips to the page with the witch on it, and Marnie goes, oh, it's me. And then it shows the picture in the book, and it's like, that looks like every single 13-year-old white girl with brown hair that I've ever seen.
It was Emily, too.
Life.
Don't
yeah.
worry.
Yeah, it just kind of looked like you.
Oh, my God, Grandma, it's me. It's like, this is my fate to
and
be
Dylan
a witch.
Is like, that's not you.
Well, you want to know the funny thing about this is that that book apparently was a real book that they made for this movie.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And so when Kimberly J. Brown, mm-hmm. isn't that her,
that's
name?
Her name?
Okay. When she got cast, they gave her headshot mm-hmm. to artists and said, this is what we want Halloween Town to look like. This is what, like, the shots of the town are. Mm-hmm. We want the big, you know,
pumpkins,
all this stuff. And so that is supposed to be her.
Oh.
Like, they literally drew that okay. to be her. They could have been a little
they
more specific.
Been a little bit. Yeah, I don't think it even yeah. had the dimple in her chin in there. It was just like a regular bland face.
She has a very like unique face too. Like it could have looked more like
right?
her. You know yeah. what I mean?
Well, and that's why I was like laughing. Like they didn't just pick some like clip art
right.
witch. No, they quote unquote drew it to drew
in
it to
her
be
likeness.
Her.
And still.
And it's every other nondescript whitey, so I don't know what to say.
Hilarious.
That's okay. Marnie gets to feel special for a hot second.
For a hot second, Aggie Cromwell doesn't get to say what she was going to say completely because
yeah.
Gwen walks in and is like, Mother!
How dare you tell the my children
their relationship's
the truth.
A little bit odd. Like, I need more about why she lives in the human
okay,
world.
You
wanna,
right.
I don't really
Let me
get it.
Here's my issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're getting into issue number one.
Yeah, we yes. know, like, she married a human.
A
well, we don't even know if she got married, right? Did she marry
she
him?
She did.
She did.
Okay. Because
there were pictures
He's
of him
dead.
Around the house. And
He's
stuff
dead.
Like that.
Okay, that's
he
all
passed
I know.
Away.
But didn't why did she live there? I don't know.
So, literally, this is what I wrote. What's Gwen's deal? I'd like even a sentence more on why one world over the other.
Right.
Because I get that she fell in love, because Calabar kind of says it later. Mm-hmm. Or she does. It kind of. That she fell in love with a human, so she wanted to live in the human world.
Right,
she
crashed a Halloween party.
Yeah.
She's Ariel.
So that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. But, like, at that point, I need to know, like, what happened in, like, spoiler alert, her and Calabar's relationship to make her, like, shun magic. Because there's a difference between, like, I want to live here and be, like, I want to, like, literally leave everything
right.
I've ever
known behind.
I never want
to even think about this place ever. Because
she could have been, like, you guys just don't understand. Sometimes people try to manipulate you with their magical ways or with their words. And you just,
which I guess
too heartbreaking. I don't know. She could have just said something that made you, like,
well, and even her mom doesn't really talk about it. Like, the grandma is just like, come back. But they don't talk about, like, why she's there. I just know she hates magic.
She could have even just been, like, you know, like a rebellious teenager or whatever and wanted to disown everything that her mom
There has
liked.
To be a reason. You know what I mean? And they just don't really talk about it. I don't
but
even
that's
remember.
Annoying. Yeah. Like, I need to know why.
And I don't remember if they talk about it in the next movies at all because I kind of ignored them.
Really
so I don't really know.
I liked Calabar's Revenge. I won't lie.
But like
I liked Calabar's Revenge, but I don't remember if they still really talk about why she
either.
Lives there.
Right.
No.
But also, like, I get that she doesn't want to be a part of Halloween Town and she doesn't want to practice magic or anything like that. But, like, what is the real problem with having her kids go trick or treat? That's not going to lead them to becoming witches.
Well, I wonder if it's because, like, she feels like the more that they know or understand, like, Halloween traditions, mm-hmm. that the more that they'll be in touch with their
See, I took it as maybe she was just afraid that someone was going to come down from the bus and take them. Like, take them back to Halloween Town. Like, grandma was just going to swoop in and be like, "Let's go, kids." I don't know. She seemed like I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, I just needed a little bit more explanation because that would have then later led to my second problem, which we'll talk about later. But, like, the two main problems in this movie aren't really explained.
Yeah.
Like, why is everyone so up in arms?
Yeah. And she's like, it's so funny because the mom is also like, she's like, I like being normal, mom. I like being normal. But most of the things that we see her doing is, like, watching commercials on TV and getting
about
mad
magic.
When they say magic.
And she gets so mad.
She's like,
that's not magic.
Not magic.
This is magic. And then she turns off the TV.
So it's like something had to have happened to her. Yeah, I definitely need more about her.
Because I liked her.
Yeah.
Like, she was a likable mom. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I was thinking in my head, like, maybe she just wants her kids to be human because their father died who was fully human. So maybe she just wants them to be human to, like, remind her of that or something like that. But I don't know. Because she just says, like, your father was human. She does say at one point, like, you were born in the human world. You're born in the mortal world. Like, you're going to be mortal. But that doesn't, like, explain it. Like,
or
she
could have even said, like, your father didn't know that we were witches. And so I vowed to keep us, you know,
keep us
on the life path that he would have wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something.
Something. Anything.
Definitely,
well, like,
something.
Magic doesn't solve all your problems. It couldn't save your father or something like that.
Boom.
But magic does help you preserve your chicken better.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Just put a whole
put it back on the bone, y'all.
The
literally was dying when she did that. She's like, look at you with your tub of your tubs, and we know chicken stays fresher when it's put back on the bone. And then she just, like, clucks her arms. Aggie Cromwell is my spirit animal. Like, she's so
no,
she's
it's
so
even
ridiculous.
Better because clucks. Then she puts it back. Into fried chicken form. She put, like, Gwen puts it in the fridge and then they continue to fight and she leaves and clucks again. And then now the chicken is alive
in the fridge.
And Gwen is just like, oh, mother.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Literally so funny.
It's like the stuff you wish you could do to your parents when you're fighting.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Oh, that would be so good.
So all the while they're having this fight and this argument about taking Marnie back to do her training because it's her 13th birthday, which is weird that she was born on Halloween.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that weird? I guess not. I guess they're just trying to really push the, like, she's a witch and loves Halloween and weird stuff
thing. I didn't even think about that part. Yeah, you're right. That's cool.
So she heard this, and then she was just immediately like, yep, I'm a witch. Let's go, guys. Which I would have had to, like, be like, wait, what? I'm a witch?
Oh, okay.
Like, there was no, like, hesitation.
Not at all.
It being her birthday, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah.
But that makes the mom a little bit meaner that she wouldn't let her go out on Halloween
birthday.
On her birthday.
But was it her actual birthday or did they just say it's
like the birthday's coming up?
Like
in
I think
a couple
it's
days
like,
or something.
No,
like
it
that,
was
maybe?
Her birthday. She said, you know, if she doesn't start her training by the end of the night, then she's
doomed to lose her powers forever.
She was like,
well,
you know,
once said it was
you know, today's like a special day, and she was like, I believe it's her 13th.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Halloween. The 13th Halloween. It wasn't 13th birthday.
It was 13th birthday.
So it's not about the birthday. I think it's the 13th Halloween.
That's better.
Though. Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, she didn't let her go.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's better.
I knew it was the 13th. It is something.
But it is the Halloween.
Right.
So yes, you're correct.
Gotcha. So okay. That was what's important. It's like
that makes Gwen less evil. There yes. you go. Boom. Thank you, 13th. Gwen.
Halloween.
Vindicated.
Yes. Okay.
So then they all get back on this freaking bus. All the kids end up on the bus. Dylan's comes.
Fighting it, but he's like, okay.
I'm the man of the house. I have to make sure you're safe or whatever.
Heck of funny. He gets on the bus and they fly off mm-hmm. and they start showing like all the different creatures in the bus.
Yes.
And that was a hilarious scene. Very underrated as a child because like you don't get it.
The Frankenstein dude.
He's like, I just don't get any respect.
He's like, they dressing up and you can see them like they're on Jerry Springer. And all I have to say is that the witches on that bus look so cool. They look our kind of people.
They're
like
the cackling witches.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. dressing up, going getting some fun on in the yeah. mortal world, coming back like, yeah.
Exactly. It seems super fun.
Sounds like a good day.
Yeah, and then you get to go back home and it's only been like 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah,
I would for sure vacation in Halloween Town. I'd be like, oh, let's go take a little whimsical trip.
Right? Like, I'm going to go there for a month and come back and
hop
just
on
be
a
like,
broom.
Bye.
And I love it when they get there and Dylan is like, well, I've decided this is all a dream. this is so real.
Why worry?
So funny. Hilarious. And so they get there. They're in Halloween Town. They're trying to find their grandma.
And Sophie somehow got on the bus too.
Yeah,
because she's just Sophie.
She must have teleported onto the bus or something.
And then I remember my least favorite part of the movie is when they meet the mayor, and the mayor can't remember. Well, he knows Sophie's name, but he keeps calling her Soapy.
Yeah.
And I hate the way they keep saying her name a million times. Like, it's Sophie. I don't know why that bugs me so much, but it really, really does. To the point that, like, I can never name my kid Sophie. Like, for sure it could not.
Wow.
Well, I think it's a really cute name.
It's a cute name, but it's annoying that he keeps calling her Soapy. So what if they did that to my future child?
He's like a corny
Soapy.
Uncle.
Yeah.
No, he's annoying. He reminds me of, like, a really bad clown.
Oh, see, I was going to say he was like a sexier version of Gene Wilder.
What? He's sexy?
I said sexier version of Gene Wilder.
Oh, Willy Wonka got them black curls.
He's not a Disney dad in my book. He's creepy.
I don't know. Well, he didn't creep me out in the beginning at all.
No, he kind of weirds me out.
I thought he was just like trying to be a very nice.
Yeah.
No, I knew from the beginning he was bad.
Oh, I had you.
I don't know if a kid, if I was like, oh,
I would have never have thought.
Yeah, as a kid, I don't think I knew. That was a pretty big.
I didn't like. I don't like. I don't really like. Like clown magic type stuff, and he pulled a lollipop out of his ear, and that was just weird.
Yeah, he was a pretty. He was a pretty like. I guess when you're with children, you're going to be a child friendly warlock, but he wasn't doing anything too.
He was doing clown type stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where I was like, no. And then we meet the best character in the whole movie, Benny.
Benny the cab driver.
I think he's so hilarious.
So which makes me laugh that Benny the cab, and then it's like Benny the cab from like Roger Rabbit.
Right, yeah.
Benny the cab.
Is that related?
I don't know.
Maybe.
He's funny. And the best is when Dylan is like, I don't think it's illegal for him to be driving without eyes.
Eyeballs.
Yeah, Benny's
so funny.
Benny's pretty cool looking. He's like obviously like an animatronic dude.
Yes, he was a robot.
Yeah.
So apparently like when they were doing production, he was just a robot in the seat. Mm-hmm. And so they were talking to the robot, but it didn't respond or anything. It was just like making weird like
faces
and noises and stuff. And exactly. And
weird.
Then they dubbed in the voice later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of funny because I wouldn't have expected that. I would have expected there to at least have been like a voice actor there. Been
right.
Like, blah, 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 blah.
He could have been
I mean?
In the passenger seat.
Yeah.
They could have just cut him out or whatever. But okay. That's cool.
Got that original movie budget, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
No, seriously. Did you read about the budget on this thing?
No, I didn't.
It was like originally, I think it said like millions, right?
Okay.
Like, hold on. Let me pull it up. I screenshotted this info because I was like, that sucks.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it.
So it originally, it was a $20 to $30 million movie originally.
Really?
And then it was cut down to $4 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
There's a lot of improvising done. Many of the creatures that are walking around in the town square are double, like, they're the same person that you see later on.
Gotcha.
So, like, if they're wearing a mask, then they're later, like, an open-faced creature.
Gotcha.
Because they had to double up all kinds of people. There's not, like, a whole bunch of, like, special effects. Like later on,
right.
when Marnie goes into like the what do you call that? The
movie theater?
No, the hair place.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and she
yeah.
like turns on the hair dryer and it has flames. That's not an effect. Right, like she it literally has flames throwing out of it. So they didn't.
I did read that.
They didn't have a lot of.
Not a huge budget. But that's interesting that it was cut from $30 million to $4 million. Because right? like, this does that's look a like lot. A $4 million movie.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that the budget was ever $30 million
for
it.
For an original TV Disney movie, Channel yeah. original movie.
That's what I'm saying.
That's interesting.
Well, maybe they thought it was going to be super legit, which it is. Yeah. But if and I mean, if they had $30 million, it probably would have been. The magic would have been cooler. Because even when I'm watching it, like the floating cookie, I was like, okay, that looks bad.
Yeah.
Or just
yeah.
things like, really, if you think about the main magic they're doing in this, is pouring a soup into it.
to a light stick.
Glow stick.
Yeah.
That's really all they're doing.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Right.
They're yeah. not doing some like big whimsical magic yeah. thing.
Her turning the chicken into a chicken looked pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
That yeah. was funny. Mm-hmm. But they did like simple things that they yeah. could yeah. probably do with that budget. You're
the
right.
bag following her Interesting. And stuff like that.
So they get to Grandma's house, which at the time I used to, when I was a kid, I used to think it was so cool.
The house?
Yeah, Grandma's house.
It wasn't like as witchy as I was expecting. Yeah. It actually
and
looked
they
like just
show
a
the exterior that often either.
Just the front.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting.
Which apparently is a real place. So this whole Halloween yes. town is in St. Helens, Oregon. And I think that house, Maggie Cromwell's house, is a bed and breakfast. So you could stay there if you wanted to.
Right, yeah.
To.
Apparently that town like loves tourists. And during Halloween, they have like a Halloween town of the town. And mm-hmm. they put up the pumpkin and they pull out some costumes, I assume.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
Making money, man. How
right?
fun.
Yeah. Well, and it's cool because most like 90% of it was shot there on location.
Right.
So they got to be kind of like a part of the whole thing.
Town experience.
It's funny, though, because Luis and our niece and, well, I guess niece and nephew-in-law now because she just got married.
Oh.
They live in Portland, so she was saying that she hasn't been up there, but like everyone around there talks about like how cool it is.
How fun would that be? Because it would be just like a yearly thing,
yeah.
you know, to like go and do that. That's fun.
Oh yeah.
Addie says yeah.
Podcast yeah.
That's fun. I really like that.
Yeah. But yeah, so you could go stay at Maggie Cromwell's house.
Cromwell's house. Hang
but
out,
it wasn't. It just
breakfast.
Bothered me. It wasn't witchy enough. The witchiest thing in her house was her
the cauldron.
Well, her cauldron and her super
thing.
Cool. What is that
thing
called?
Her microwave.
Her microwave.
Her bubble toilet trouble, trouble microwave.
Which was actually really funny.
Hilarious.
That was funny.
But kept for using instant.
But it was like just a regular old lady's house
right.
with like a couple witchy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't make it like super witchy.
I kind of wanted
like
it
Hocus
to be
Pocus where it was super witchy. You
right.
know what
right.
I mean?
Which it didn't have to be that much, but I kind of wanted it to be a little more medieval.
Yeah.
Because like, look at what she wears.
Right, and
yeah,
they all dress
they just
like
made
that.
It pretty fun.
And the whole, but I guess I mean like the hair salon seems pretty modern, and even the broom store.
Well, that's
all
why I'm
brooms.
Trying to think. It's a Halloween town. So, if we're getting back to the backstory of this town, is that there was a time where mortals and these creatures lived together,
yes.
you know, in the world. And then there was a dark time and they basically got exiled to Halloween Town.
Yes.
Which, so they made their own town. So if I'm thinking that all these creatures lived in the modern world before, that they're going to make their town like that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So it's not that weird to me, but it is like the creatures are nice. They're not supposed to be dark and
yeah.
things like that. That's just kind of the premise of Halloween Town.
It was actually kind of reminding me of The Nightmare Before Christmas because, like, they live in a Halloween town as well, and it's a town of just monsters and stuff like that. But, like, I could almost be convinced that Halloween Town from The Nightmare Before Christmas is the past version of this Halloween Town from Halloween Town, and this is their updated modern version where they're aware of what everything is and hang out with the humans every once
they're
in a while.
They're all nice and stuff.
Yeah, and they're all
yeah.
they're nicer and
I guess
it's pre
evil.
And post Jack's mess up.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
pre Jack.
Does anyone want a cheese stick?
No, thank
no, I'm
you.
Okay.
I'll eat my own cheese
like stick.
Snack time. Hashtag always snacking. So yeah, so I was just thinking that it's similar in that they're in a different world and
yeah.
they got the
I
monsters.
Get it. They just it's a Disney Channel original movie. They just made it more like fun.
Yeah. There's
you know
a mayor.
I mean? So it is what it is. Basically, the brew doesn't work, and they're going to have to make the witch's brew by hand, right? So they go into the town, And Marnie sees all of the brooms for sale, which is just like an even worse version of the Nimbus 2000. So like, it wasn't no stinking Harry Potter broom. That was a legit sweep broom.
I have the same broom in the closet behind
me. Like, that is a sweep broom. Like, it
with,
is not
with a little piece of plastic on it to make it look
ridiculous.
Cool. I was thinking about that because, like, this movie came out in 1998. And I think, like, the first Harry Potter book came out at around the same time. And it's very interesting that both of those properties have, like, these brooms that are like, hey, it's a witch's broom, but it's, like, cool and modern, and it's got a crazy name, and it looks
and
all fancy.
And that shop owner, which is so annoying.
the Elvis impersonator dead zombie sales carsman
or
whatever.
It's hilarious, but it's so annoying.
So good.
I like that dude.
That was so funny.
He had on his glasses and...
Yeah.
So she got this really weird looking normal broom.
Nah, she was excited about it.
She
Michelle
was.
Let her
and then she went. She went on a little broom fly with Grammy.
With
that was
some,
cute.
Some more.
And then
effects.
We meet another character. Is it Luke?
Luke.
Is it Luke?
Yes, Luke. The bad boy of the town.
I guess.
Who is supposed to be sexy? FYI, if you didn't know, he was supposed to be like.
Super attractive. Yeah, so he's like bragging about how this dark, I was about to say dark wizard, shadow man or whatever
thing
basically gave him plastic surgery on his face.
and is going to take over.
Yes.
Yeah.
He made me sexy and now he's going to take over.
Yeah, this kid's the Death Eater.
Basically.
And with all that said, then.
Mom comes.
Well. Yeah. We also see that, like, some of the people in the town are, like, changing or whatever.
Yeah.
Which they had only talked about before that
point.
Like,
really briefly. All she said is, like, people are getting more. One day they're more mean, and then the next day they're gone.
They're gone, yeah.
Which I was like, okay, that's
it.
I don't really get it, but.
And I don't get. This is a plot problem that I have. Like, what is the point of that? Like, why turn the people?
Yeah, they never.
The bad guy's plan is to.
Take over
the mortal world. Like, they're going to leave Halloween Town, go back to the mortal world, take it over, be cool, hanging out there.
He wants to turn them evil because she says this in literally passing, that when the dark times were happening, because they were warring back and forth with humans and creatures, the creatures were turning evil. And that wasn't in their... Like, they weren't evil.
Right.
So that's when they decided to create Halloween Town to get away from that.
Gotcha. Mm.
So I think he's trying to take them back
so he had
to that.
Punch them back into evilness.
Yeah, he's trying to revert them so that then they would want to go back.
Right.
Because, like, right now, they're happy. Why would they want to go back?
Yeah, they're chilling. They got their own town.
Yeah, they're very content, it seems like. Mm. He has to, like, make them
mean
upset
it.
Enough to go back and ravage the world?
I guess so.
I guess.
Okay, that makes sense. But
that's what I got out of that literal one sentence.
Right, yeah.
So Gwen realizes her children are missing, and she goes to Halloween Town, and immediately is like, nah, we going back. And once again, Marnie has a little fit. Like, another fit. She's like,
Mom, no.
So many fits.
Blah,
I'm
blah,
not
blah.
Going back. I'm starting my training. I'm a witch now.
And then we realize 13. That... Okay, the bus isn't running because she wants to take them back on the bus to go home.
Oh, yeah, we got
to. So, therefore, they have to go.
Twins.
Oh, they were the worst.
The worst part of that entire movie.
They're ridiculous. I kind of liked them.
I'm sure you did.
So, she.
I'm glad Luis isn't commenting on that.
It's my espresso.
You're going to give me a heart attack.
What's wrong with caffeine? Ridiculous. So they go to the mayor because she thinks the mayor's going to be able to get the bus running for her. And lo and behold, it apparently Calibur's her ex-boyfriend.
The old flame Calibur.
Which is hilarious.
Oh, Gwen, I never thought I'd see you here again. How are you? You look great.
It was weird.
Let me hit on you.
We should have. We needed more backstory about their relationship. We didn't really get any. Like, what was their relationship like when they were dating? I don't know.
Right.
Seemed kind of important. We didn't get that info.
Yeah.
That's my another major problem for me. If they're going to make it seem that important, then I need to know why it was important.
Right.
Because he was totally trying to get back at her.
Mm-hmm. He wanted her bad.
And she kind of seemingly wasn't like.
Yeah, she didn't.
Totally
she didn't
against,
hate
it.
Him.
Against it.
She
was
just
like, ooh, oh, now we got to go back, guys. Sorry.
Right. But like.
We don't know why.
Yeah, it makes it seem like their relationship ended amicably, and then she went off and fell in love with the normal dude and then lived there forever, but
coming and back, like, they could have ended up back together, so I need to know, right, like
what happened.
And what was, I don't know. It is a little odd. So they look out the window and they see Grandma walking with Luke to the abandoned movie theater,
which says closed forever.
So sad. No movies in this town, guys.
That's not ominous at all.
So, right. it's weird to me that the town doesn't question why the movie theater's closed. Like, it's just closed now.
And even the grandma, when she was, like, touring them around, she's like, oh, yeah, we have a movie theater here. It's always great. We have, it's playing It's a Wonderful Death and whatever. And then she was surprised that the movie theater was closed.
Like, oh, it's closed. It's closed. Remember.
Yeah, so you didn't even notice that either, Grandma Cromwell. Right. Come on. So they get into the movie theater. They see all of the bodies frozen in time staring at this dark screen.
Which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ominous. Mm-hmm.
What do they call him before we know it's Calabar?
I think just like the dark shadow or something like that.
Sophie calls him the
bad thing.
The bad thing.
The bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't really give him a name. He's the bad thing. But he looks so weird. He just looks like he has like a
mask?
Bag over his head, and it's tied with like a rope around his neck.
Yeah, like a scarecrow, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, he does kind of look like a scarecrow. And he's so eccentric. He's like, ha! Like, he literally is doing that the whole time. His face is so dramatic. And he just shoots, freezes them in time.
Yeah,
it's kind of rude.
Slow spells at them.
But I still don't really get why he's freezing them, but it doesn't, like, I was thinking, like, he drains their life and,
right,
like, makes
them
have
more
power.
For sure.
But nah, he just is freezing them to use them later, which is kind of lame.
It's just a spell that will freeze us. Run!
And like I said, I think my other issue with this movie is, this is why I enjoyed it more as a kid, is I thought those parts were terrifying as a
kid. Oh, for sure.
Like, I remember being like, oh my God, this dude is scary.
He's got the grandma. He's got the mom.
He's got
They're on
the
their
grandma.
Own. What are they going
to
do?
They have to go on this mission. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite part as a kid is when they went to the different shops to get the ingredients, you know, for the potion. And I was so excited. I was like, here it comes, here it comes. And I was like, wait, that was it? Like, it seemed just so much more cooler as a child, you know.
Oh, for sure.
To be like, oh, they got to go get a vampire fang. It's so cool.
Just go to the dentist's office. And I guess
werewolf hair.
Marnie just dresses up like a dentist assistant and gets
Must be nice. No HIPAA, no freaking.
Yeah. Why is this kid helping you?
The best is still when they get the sweat from the ghost.
Oh, yeah.
He gets all skinny.
And Sophie's being all offensive to ghosts. <She's>
I don't appreciate the stereotypes.
All right, just because I'm transparent doesn't mean that you could make fun of me.
I don't have feelings. No, I just remember that being way scarier and much cooler as a child, that they had to like go on this mission to make the potion, right?
Yeah.
And now when I'm thinking about the potion and putting it in a light, and they're describing this talisman as like Merlin used it to ward off the darkness, so I'm thinking this is going to be so cool, right? It's kind of basic. Like, as I'm an adult watching it, I'm like, oh, that's
it's a flashlight, basic. You know?
It's funny the way that they have to put it in. It tripped me out. Like, they have to turn it upside down, unscrew something, put it in, then screw it back, turn it back over.
Like, it's like a flashlight, just how you put a battery in a flashlight.
Very weird.
Right?
I don't.
So,
like
I don't know. It just, that all of that was way more whimsical and like adventurous as a child, and I'm watching it as an adult, like that was what we were doing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that now, but it just seemed a lot cooler. And then it just goes through quickly. Like, the next 20 minutes goes to like the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, they make the potion, they go to the town, they find
Luke
out
is there. Luke
and
is
I just
like,
thought that
oh,
this
I'm
was
conflicted. I didn't know it was gonna take the grandma. You weren't gonna hurt
yeah,
her.
Yeah, Luke seemed like a much more important character when I was a kid too. He's not in it that much.
No. Well, and I don't understand why he didn't care about any of the other people in the town. But he only cared about the grandma.
There are 34 other unmoving dudes in here. Why don't you care about
any of them?
I didn't
know I was gonna
them?
Take your grandma. I'm so sorry.
So sorry. I like the grandma.
Yeah, I just
don't care about your mom so much, but grandma.
Sorry, Harriet. You can stay in here forever.
So,
I don't care. About
like I said, I remember like from this moment on the movie, I would get so excited. I'm like, here he comes, and he's gonna come out, and mm-hmm. it's gonna be so cool. And like I said, I watched it this time, and it was so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Where I was like, that was what I thought was so cool as a child, which is why I'm saying like I enjoyed it more as a child, because we figure out it's Calabar, and that was like the big like, whoa,
yeah.
It's Calabar, and he's floating, and he's
cool
trying to
reveal.
Kill people, and
takes
the
off
town is
so
watching.
The funny thing about that is that like he's like up in front of the town, and he's like, we should take the real world back. We should do it. And everybody in the crowd's like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I'm into that. Let's do idiots. It. And then he takes his mask off and is like, it's me, your mayor, Calabar. And they're like, what? No, I can't believe this. I'm not on board anymore. I was on board when it was just a creepy, scary dude up there that was going to take us to a revolution. But now that it's the mayor, I'm against it.
You're right. I never even thought of that. Hilarious. And then so
stop, because that's my last problem. Why?
Right.
Calabar, like, you seemed very happy as mayor.
He's already the leader of this thing. I guess
he
just wants
really
more.
Well, he doesn't really explain himself, like, why he wants to do this.
Right.
Like, he's just saying he's going to do it. But they're like, I need a backstory. Like, what happened to him that now was his family tortured? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, is his powers not as powerful as if he was in the mortal world or something like that?
Right, just give us some info. Like, why are you so hell-bent on this?
I don't
know. It doesn't make any sense.
He's just saying that evil magic is stronger, but there's no backstory on who taught him that or who... Like, do you have
how
to learn?
Into
do you
it
have to learn dark magic? I don't know. How does he know?
That
would have
been
magic?
Cool if that was the reason that him and Gwen broke up, is because he was getting too into dark magic.
But even
or
when she finds out it's him, she's just like, Calabar, how dare you? Like, she doesn't.
Right, yeah.
She's not even like, this is what we argued about before. She's just like, Calabar, why would you do that? Like, I don't know. It just wasn't like cohesive. You know what I mean? It just like happened. And so then I do like the premise that they were saying humans imitate things from Halloween Town.
Their traditions.
So therefore, she figured out that she needed to put the light in the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, to make it light back up.
Which I love that, but they don't say why it's so significant.
Yeah, like
why
that,
or what it even really does.
Is this pumpkin like the life of the town?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I want it to be the heart of everything that Halloween Town stands for.
Yeah.
They could have said that.
They could have.
Because they were saying like, oh, why does the pumpkin look... You know, at
like
the beginning,
said it looks scary or something.
Scary. Scarier than in the picture. Mm-hmm. But they're not saying, like, we need to light up. Like, to me,
they should have gave us some angry eyebrows.
I want to think that pumpkin is, like, a no-wall thing, you know? Yeah. It's, like, the life of the town.
Or it could have been, like, rotting or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, like, as people were, like, kind of how we...
Changing.
Yeah, like, as we talked about Beauty and the Beast, like, as time goes on, like,
the
people get worse or whatever.
Stuff like that.
Something like that. I need something about the pumpkin. Yeah. I do think it's cool, and I thought that was way cooler as a kid, that whole scene where she's like, and then she's like talking to herself in her head and it falls out of her hand and goes
and
in.
Lands in.
I remember as a kid being like, yay! We did it, hooray!
As an adult, the only thing I could think of were her funky 90s tennis shoes.
Hanging out the eyes of the jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, yeah, they were so clunky, man.
Jeez, man. Put in some Converse.
I was comparing the so they get the light, but then Calabar takes the light, you know, and so they're trying to defeat him and they all hold hands and they're chanting this thing. And it just reminds me of freaking Guardians of the Galaxy when they're like holding hands, when they're holding the stone.
Our friendship is our power.
Like, that's all I could think of this time around. I was like, oh, we got Guardians on us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I liked it because the whole time, so Calabar, he like steals the talisman from out of the jack-o'-lantern and then he's like holding it up over his head. And he's about to attack them with it for a really long time. They're all just talking to him as he's holding it up. And he's just holding it up in that one position. And, like,
and just so you know, Andre's holding the microphone exactly
on. And he's like doing maniacal laughs and stuff. Like, I'm going to end all of you. But do it, dude.
I don't know what I was watching, but it was like saying how if you could just get past the evil monologue, every villain would win every single time.
If you just stopped talking and did what you have been spending your entire life dreaming about.
Just get past it, bro. You could have done it.
You can explain later after you've murdered everybody, whatever. Go for
it. Was he going to murder everyone? He wanted to murder the whole human world with one warlock and like 10 people he froze. That's all I'm saying.
I guess so.
You know what? He don't need that much. He's strong.
I guess.
You want to know a fun fact about Calabar? So I don't know what his name is in real life, but the actor, pretty much,
Robin Thomas.
Mr. Thomas lost his voice on set because every time that
what?
For a week. Like, a week at
a
time. So every time that he had to do one of these scenes, mm-hmm. either the one in the theater or the one at the end of the movie, they had him They actually had him up away from the audience crowd. So he wasn't just like in a room and they were. Yeah, he was literally on the roof. And they would have fans blowing on him so that his hair would do this and it would be all flowy and everything. So he had to project.
He's like yelling over the fans.
So he was screaming. And that's why it was so ridiculous, I think.
Right.
Because he was like, wah, wah, wah,
wah. He had to be over the top so that he could be heard.
Yes. So,
I love that. That's hilarious.
So he lost his voice and they couldn't shoot any more things with him because he lost his freaking
voice. That is hilarious. That's
That is good stuff right there.
I love that.
It actually makes it less ridiculous.
It is I, Caliban. Oh my God.
It makes it less ridiculous that he looks that weird.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, that's why you literally are making those faces.
Bro.
Because you have to scream.
I think it's so funny at the end of the movie. So, like, the town is saved. Everyone's clapping and, like, dancing. And then we get the classic 90s. I call this the classic 90s walkout, where they're, like, walking and there's people on both sides of them cheering, like, yay. And then they go back on the bus. And I almost think of it like the slow high five. Like, they're going to high five, like, we did it. And then the bus just, like, goes off into the sky. I was like, oh, that was, like, a classic 90s walk-off right
Zooms
there.
Zooms off into the distance.
We did it. Hooray.
that kind of stuff always reminds me of Grease.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yes,
when the car flies off and then just done.
Or they're just like clapping, like, woo, yeah, and cheering. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
the rest of you townspeople are very unhelpful.
So involved. They didn't even know what was going on until the last minute.
Right.
Like, come on,
like,
no,
oh,
believed.
Wait, we're not going to do a revolution. Okay, yeah, we're all happy. We're all happy.
Sounds good.
Done
coming
for.
Back to life.
Hilarious.
So silly.
Who's the mayor now?
I don't know. Maggie. He just like disappeared.
Benny.
Benny.
I liked when Benny became evil for a hot sec. And he was like trying to get the kids into the car, and he got angry eyebrows. That's how you could tell he was evil.
It was funny because he was like maniacally evil. Like he wasn't like outright just gross. Mm-hmm. He was just like, get in the car.
Get in. Ha!
Revving the engine.
Yeah, he was revving the engine.
God.
He was anxious to get
the car. So we talked about the budget, that this had a way, 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 way lower budget.
Yeah.
What was its like? It's a Disney Channel original, so it doesn't have
like a Rotten Tomatoes score. It has an audience score of 72% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And then on IMDb, it has a 6.9 out of 10. So, you know, sevens all around. And
I
think
it's well received. I remember liking it.
Yeah, I believe I read that. Complex Magazine put it as number 9 on the 25 best Disney Channel original movies. Mm. So I don't know if. What that really means in the grand scope of all movies, but
it was definitely one of the most popular. Like it has a following.
Yes, and people
therefore
still
they made
watch
sequels,
it all the
you know?
Time. I
well,
think,
and it's
right?
funny because it's one of the first ones. Apparently, the first Disney Channel original movie was Brink, and
oh, really?
Then that one came out. So that one was the first one. This one was the second one to go into production, but it was actually the fourth one to be released. So this one just took longer. But I feel like most people remember this one most.
Like
at the
especially
top.
Of the Halloween-y
oh,
ones.
For sure.
This one's the top one.
So this one was, this was on, you know, the higher list of those.
Yeah. So that's cool. And yeah, I think it's still highly regarded in terms of, people thinking about Disney Halloween movies.
Sure.
You know, this one,
well,
like
even
this
like
one feels more popular than even like the Headless Horseman, Ichabod Crane.
Oh, for sure.
Stuff like that.
My mom like asked me like, oh, well, what movie are you guys doing this week? And I was like, Halloween Town. And she's like, oh, Halloween Town. I watch it. Oh my God. I didn't watch it on TV. Oh my God. I was like, well, no, yeah. I rented it. Is it still rented? Can we watch it again?
Yeah, sure. No problem, Mom. Actually, I think Under Wraps was one of the first ones to come out of Disney Channel original movies.
Oh, that's cool.
97. And then it was Brink and Halloween Town.
And see, there you go.
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century. They had a lot of alien ones, I feel like.
It's easier to make alien stuff because you can like pretend you don't know.
Yeah, can of worms.
Can of worms. Can of worms. Oh, Lord.
Yes, nostalgia. So yeah, that's about all that we have for this, because it didn't make any money because it came out.
Because it didn't make any money.
Are we ready to rate it?
Yeah.
Ratings, Michelle. Do you know what you're gonna rate this movie?
Yes. And yes. No. It's hard because going into this, I was like, I'm going to give this a really high score. I love this movie as a kid. So I'm giving it, upon this viewing, this is my rating. And I will give it a 7.5.
Okay.
It's a good movie. It's fun. It's whimsical. It's not my favorite Disney Channel original movie, I don't think. But it's a good movie. Like, it's solid. I will show it to my children. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch it every Halloween, but I did as a kid, and I grew up with it, and I love it. So I'm going to give it a 7.5. It's like a solid Disney Channel original.
Yeah, I think I agree. I'm gonna give it a 7. It does hold up as a movie. You know, it's not terrible to watch as an adult, but it is definitely one for the kids, and especially ones that like love Halloween. This one has a lot in it for them, and it's funny and it's fun, and it has cool concepts, like them being witches secretly is pretty cool and something that a kid can really glom onto. But you know, as an adult, it doesn't do everything that I want a Halloween movie to do.
Truth.
But you know, that's not that big of a deal, in all honesty. So yeah, 7 out of 10.
I'm gonna give it a 7.5 as well. It was good. I'll watch it again. I'll watch it many more times.
Sure.
I had fun. I laughed. But now that we've deconstructed it, every single time I'm going to be like, why, Glenn? Why, Calabar? Because I just want to know.
Right, yeah.
Show and I think that's the thing about Disney Channel originals is that they just go by so quick and they're like, this is what we're doing. Yay, let's do it. It's mm-hmm. like there's not a ton of backstory necessarily with these movies.
It's interesting. Like, I think I'd want to hear like an interview with like a producer or a director on one of these kinds of movies and like see how much work goes into like the writing.
Yeah.
And stuff of them. Like, are they just like pumping these out and just like, hey, draw up a story, let's shoot it, let's put it on Disney Channel? Or are they like, this is my movie, I'm gonna make Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge, I'm going into deep character detail, but I only have an hour and a half to do it, so you know, it's gotta be like this.
Method acting on Calabar's Revenge.
Oh, how do I get into the character of Luke?
Who really isn't handsome.
Yes.
Okay. Indeed.
So thank you guys so much for joining us on our Halloween month of movies, our anniversary month for The Walt Vault. We appreciate it. We're going to keep going. We got more episodes.
We're going to keep going.
For you.
Do you want to know?
You want to know the best part about what we have coming up?
Mm.
What's ask
the best?
Me.
What's the best,
What's the
part,
best
Emily?
Part, Emily?
We get to go back to good movies.
Yay! Yeah, we ran into some clunkers on this particular month. So
we were so excited, too, because I'm very
we
sad.
We were very excited for our Halloween month.
Right?
And I think now we realize, wow, Halloween movies are super silly.
Or
we did the good ones
these
already.
These ones that we picked, yeah. Yeah, we did Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus both last year, which was...
La, 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 la. I'll have you know that movie is still great.
I'll have you know.
Stop it. Apparently I say that a lot, guys. I'm just going to start tallying how many times I say it in a day.
Yeah, so for next week, we're gonna get into some really, actually good movies that we're
excited to and we're going
to
do a great one.
And talk about.
I'm actually really excited.
An underrated Disney movie, in my opinion. But also brings me back to my childhood. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
The bells of Notre Dame.
Do you guys...
Ooh, good music.
Good.
Good music. It's topsy-turvy.
Music.
Topsy-turvy. Esmeralda.
Worst song in the whole movie. Why'd you gotta bring that up?
Yeah, topsy-turvy.
I love Esmeralda. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
This movie
I could have been her for Halloween.
Fantastic.
She's cute.
It's underrated, in my opinion. And also... Do you guys remember at where they have Mickey and the Magical Map right now, that theater? They used to have a Hunchback show.
Yeah, I was in that show.
What?
Like, I got called up on stage when I was a kid.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that next week.
Yeah, I'll try to remember. Maybe I'll find the VHS tape and watch it.
We could talk about it on the
what?
Crack.
Do you have,
a VCR
somewhere?
At all.
I don't know what
so
you're going to do
no
with
idea
that.
How I'm
we'll figure
do that.
It out. But yeah, I remember that as a kid, and I'm really excited, guys. I love this movie.
Yeah.
We hope you guys are excited, too. Because
Hunchback.
If you haven't seen it, it's underrated. Go watch it. Go
Talk
watch
about
it.
A movie, or at least based on my remembrance of the movie, that has good underlying backstory. Like,
right.
Exactly
yeah.
what I'm missing
Historical
from this movie.
Historical backstory, oh. man. Oh, Luis is going to love this one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's good.
All right.
I'm excited.
We're
so,
doing it.
Head to at the Walt Vault Pod on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook to keep up with us in the meantime.
And to see our video.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're putting up an anniversary video for you guys this week. That's going to be fun. Details our entire history as the Walt Vault over
An
the course of this past
history.
Year. 1 year of history. Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. That'll be on YouTube and Instagram and all that good stuff. Send us messages. We'll read your message on the show next time if it's nice and good. And you can send us an email to contact@thewaltvaultpod.com. Ask us questions. Ask for advice. Give us advice. Let us know what you want us to watch next. Let us know what you think about us doing Hunchback of Notre Dame and what you thought of our Halloween movies, all of that good stuff. Talk to us, please. We like hearing from you. If you'd like to support us, you can do so by subscribing. Subscribe in whatever podcast app you're listening to right now. We're on Google Play, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment down below. We'll read that too. And you can join us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thewaltvault. And for as little as a dollar or more per month, you can get access to our after show, A Crack in the Vault, where we go over some different details of the Disney movies we talk about. And I post my notes there. Those are fun. And if you sign up at the $5 or more level, we'll send you a gift in the mail. Isn't that fun? So, you guys, thank you so much for listening to us this Halloween month. We will see you next week for some Notre Dame goodness. The vault is now closed.